Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall. We feature a film festival on this week's podcast that, like many things this year, is going virtual. The Prairie Pride Film Festival is July 16th through the 18th, organized by Out Nebraska. Joining me to talk about the festival is Waylon Werner-Basson, Out Nebraska Board President and Festival Producer. Waylon, so glad to have you on our Friday Live Extra podcast this week.
Thank you so much for having me.
The film festival is also celebrating one of those round number landmark anniversaries this year, I noticed. Congratulations.
Thank you. That is right. This is our 10th year of bringing LGBTQ films to Nebraska. It's exciting.
In addition to a lineup of films, this festival has always been a place for community discussion. So I'm wondering how that particular aspect of the festival will go virtual this year.
We are excited that we're still going to be able to do that aspect of it. That was the one thing that, like, how are we going to still be able to have that piece to the puzzle? Because it is one of the nice things about the festival. And we're still in that planning phase. We are working with a wonderful professor at University of Nebraska, Omaha, who is going to be hosting some of the discussions. We're just trying to finalize right now on whether or not they're going to be what format it's going to be, if they're going to be on the streaming service as a pre-recorded live event on Facebook, or exactly how that will look. But we will have those type of talkbacks this year with both filmmakers and or people from the community that might be directly related to some of the themes in the films this year.
Let's talk about some of the films. With those 3 days of films, first of all, how many films are there total in this year's festival?
Sure. We have six viewings, I guess you could call them. Four of those are actual full-length films, and then this year, for the first time ever, we have two full short programs. So traditionally, we haven't really shown a lot of short films, and last year was the first year that we showed a couple shorts prior to some of the feature films, but we were able to get our hands on a bunch of amazing shorts from around the world, and enough people wanted to be a part of the festival that we were able to have two full programs. So with our feature films, we have one program that's going to be all lesbian-themed short films, as well as one that's going to be just general queer LGBTQ.
I wish we could discuss all of these films in depth, but it would take us hours, I'm sure.
It would.
What are some particular highlights for you, or what do you think you're most proud of in programming this year?
Well, I think one of the best films that we have is for the first film in the festival, which is Breaking Fast. And one of the best things I love about this film is it's a romantic comedy that really circles around a Muslim gentleman in L.A. as he deals with finding love as a queer person, reconciling his faith, as well as everything that goes along with practicing fasting during Ramadan. And it really follows that whole festival or that whole fasting period. And just as he finds, loses, loves, friendship, and whatnot. And it's just a beautiful, fun film that we're really excited to show. One of the interesting things this year for the festival is we've actually had a hard time trying to find some lighter films or films that, you know, weren't so heavy. It was very documentary heavy this year. So the rest of the main films that we have after that are actually going to be documentaries that we're going to focus on those. And one of them that I do think is really timely is a documentary that's really focusing on the experiences of trans athletes in high schools and what it means to be an athlete, a transgender person, and some of the issues and struggles that they have in different states due to laws, due to rules. But it's from their voices and their interviews and following them. And that's a fantastic film that I think it's also just timely because there's a bunch, you know, we do have some legislation in the Midwest that are speaking towards these themes as well. So that's called Changing the Game. And I think that that's also going to be a great one for some of our teen audiences as well, just to see that representation of seeing them on the film or on screen.
When you think about the LGBT community featured in either television or film over the decades, for a while it seems like, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, it was, you know, really focused on the fact of either, you know, gender or sexuality. And now we're seeing these themes of different demographics, of race, of age, of religion coming into it. It's really interesting to see those films being made.
That's exactly right. And that actually is a great segue into one of the other films we have called Queering the Script, which is really looking at that queer representation in film, where it may have not been there, or then maybe have been there as a trope, you know, or as a joke, to actually seeing, you know, relationships on stage. And that one does a really good deep dive into that, as well as how active the community of people who are watching have gotten into the process of making film and, you know, trying to ask for, you know, more representation, just for like what you were saying, trying to expand what we're seeing, you know, on film as well.
All of your films will begin at the times listed on your schedule and then be available through Sunday, July 19th at 11:30 p.m. Is that right?
That is correct. We try to, you know, mimic the festival as much as possible with trying to kind of stagger the release. But also, since we're all at home, we wanted to give more people the ability to watch them at their leisure. So, yeah, so they'll start at their kind of assigned time and they'll be available through the evening on Sunday to be able to watch.
And we'll make sure we have a link to the Facebook listing for the event so that if anybody wants any more information, they can just go to the Friday Live page at netnebraska.org and link through to more. Any other highlights you just want to make sure that we don't miss, Waylon?
Maybe just the last thing would be that if people wanted to get their season passes, so to watch all of the films, if they do that before this next Friday, not this Friday, but the next one, we'll actually send everyone in the mail a little care package, movie care package, since we can't be together. You know, we want to still have a little fun and whimsy. So that would be a great thing to take advantage of so that you can enjoy these at home with some possible little snacks.
The deadline for that, Friday, July 10th. Waylon Werner Bassin is Out Nebraska Board President, and he is festival producer. We've been talking about Prairie Pride Film Festival, celebrating 10 years this year and going virtual with 3 days of film that aim to educate, advocate, and celebrate LGBTQA+ culture. Waylon, thanks so much, and be well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.